If we
this
don't,
call is being recorded.
Anybody else?
About neutrality. Neutrality is the hardest is to be neutral, because emotions always are in the background and they always can come in any time, and not to react to them. It's one of the reactions to have to think. Because what we do if somebody says something to us, we just right away say something back. Because we right away become defensive, ourselves. And being neutral, not to defend yourself, just listen what the person wants to say. Even they're wrong or not, it doesn't matter. To just listen them, and that's it. You don't need to be judgmental. This is what means neutrality. For me, it means not to react.
Okay, thank you. All right. Anybody else?
Do you have a tissue?
There's toilet paper right there. Okay, so moving on. So the four qualities of our sacred power is neutrality. The second one is higher frequency, maintaining your vibration. Maintaining a higher vibration through acts of kindness, acts of courage, acts of love, acts of nurturing. The third thing is observer self, admitting, being honest, looking at yourself for what it really is, forgiving yourself. The last quality of our sacred power that is so important is language. How we say things to ourselves mostly, either empowers us or disempowers us. So can somebody give me an example of empowering yourself through your language? How about this group right here? Yeah, I'm wonderful.
I am fun.
I am fun. I am. Okay, so do you see the two most empowering words on the planet is I am?
I am.
Whatever follows I am creates your reality, creates my reality.
I am deep eternal love.
I am deep eternal love. These guys, anything to add? I am. I am fucking awesome. The jewel that is your true jewel. I fucking or I am. What's an empowering word?
Or I am.
Lorelai.
I am magnificent.
Allie Martine, I am.
I am eternal.
I am eternal. Wow. Okay, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Anybody else?
You know what I like saying right now?
I am. If you
since I got that, since I'm 73, I say I am young.
I am young. Drusilla, I am. I am.
I am creative.
I am creative. Melinda, I am.
I am the all.
I am the all. Lisa, I am.
I am the creator of my reality.
I am the creator of my reality, which encompasses all of this.
Yeah. Yeah. And I am means God, you know.
And God is within.
So when you are
God, I am.
Well, but what is the higher meaning of that is when you declare I am, you declare your God. Your God within.
That's what I mean.
Yeah, absolutely.
I am God.
Linda.
I am the light of my soul.
I am the light of my soul.
Beautiful.
Denora.
I am abundant.
I am God love.
I am God love. I am the power. Claudia.
I am the one.
I am the one. Yay!
Put them all together.
We're not done yet.
Oh, university.
You guys don't have to remind me of that, do you? You probably do. Okay, now.
I am joy, light, and love.
Everything, by the way, that you say I am, must behave that way. Christy.
I am peace.
I am peace. And she is.
Oh,
she is peaceful. If you want to get a dose of peace, just get in her in her aura. Kind of
right.
Okay. So, okay, who did we miss?
Devontae.
Mary Lou, I am.
I am forever.
I am eternal.
James.
James.
I am one with God and the universe.
I am one with God and the universe. So when we define ourselves that way, nothing can touch us.
Yeah.
Nothing can disturb us.
Don. I am fun.
Yes, you are.
Yes, you are. Yeah. Now we put all those together in a universal. Wow.
Okay, anybody on the phone want to declare who I am with your language?
This is Cheryl.
Cheryl.
I am source. I am the light.
I am the light.
I am love.
I am love.
Wow.
I am God.
I am lovely, joyful, and glorious.
I am lovely, joyful, and glorious. Anybody else want to declare that I am God?
I said it.
I am in perfect alignment with the will of God.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
That's
awesome.
I am creator.
I am creator. Okay, so moving on.
I am that I am.
I am that I am. I am, I am, I am. You could have said it, honey. You're allowed. Okay, you can say more than one.
I am encompassing.
I am all-encompassing. Okay, so you see, we are practicing 5D language right now. So 5D language requires that there is not a negative after the I am. So when we place a negative in any of our discourses, in any of our speeches, in any way that we use it, when we place a negative along the lines of that I am, we make that a reality. Cynthia, do you want to share?
I'm just listening.
Because James was saying something to you, like, tell her you want to share. Was that happening? I saw it. I don't miss anything. You don't understand.
You're so telepathic.
Yeah. I can read your mind.
So do you wish to share?
I am love,
and she is the embodiment of love. I guarantee.
I guarantee.
So telepathy works.
Okay, so exponential is growing in frequency and power by knowing yourself. So A, clarity of self. Define yourself. My role in the world is. This is coagulating your mission. This is your mission statement that you promise to fulfill with each thought, word, action, and deed. Okay, so we're not doing the archetypal patterns, but The point of this is this. When you define your role, you begin to live it. Mm-hmm. Undefined things don't gel into creation. So it is up to us to be specific and define what we wish to be, what we wish to achieve. That is clarity of self. And it doesn't matter what it is. It doesn't matter if somebody else thinks it's right, somebody else thinks it's wrong, keep it to yourself if someone's not going to support that.
Right.
Literally keep it to yourself if somebody's not going to support that. But clarity of self is relevant because it's creation. It's creating your role in the world and living it. You see? So making a mission statement about who you are, what you wish to achieve, and it can change, becomes your creator godness. You see? So does somebody want to tell us what their role is?
This is why God is in the world.
You're saying to do it in a broad brush. You're saying not to get specific. Is that what you're saying?
Well, the first thing you do is you define yourself in broad brush. In broad, non-specific terms. So you do that first.
Okay.
And then you define your mission from that.
Okay.
So you first have to know in general what you wish to achieve.
Okay.
So if you say, I am joy, I am light, what mission are you going to go on for that?
Okay. Oh.
You see, what mission are you going to take on to manifest that?
When I define a mission statement, I always like to start it with dedicated to. That means I'm going to dedicate myself.
Yeah, perfect.
So mine is dedicated to providing loving guidance to others.
And that's your mission.
Yes.
Here's the greatest thing about that. Do you know that by defining your mission, you begin to live it?
Mm-hmm.
Without a definition of a mission, you have no purpose, right? So defining yourself in broad terms is one thing, but then defining it in a way that becomes your mission is how you live it. So can anybody else give me something? Yes, Catherine.
I'm a messenger. As a hitchhiker, I meet many people from all walks of life, and I offer information about love, light, and the other realms that are available to them.
So Catherine is a hitchhiker.
Okay.
You know, Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
Yahoo!
So do you see the faith and the trust and the love of the broad brush, Lorelei? So it's trust and faith and love that allows her to be a hitchhiker. Because there are people in this room right now that think they have all kind of common sense and they're going to go, oh my God.
Yeah.
See, hitchhike? What?
And I encountered that.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
But here is this trusting, because this is her journey, this is her path, this is what she's made manifest, right? So both broad brush terms, the thing that she is deeply, is manifested through her hitchhiking. She's a messenger. Okay, let's say that I decide to be a messenger and never speak. How can I manifest myself? You see?
Mm-hmm. She's a very high vibrational love and entity.
Yes.
She can do it because nothing can touch her inside of that.
Absolutely. Here's another thing, and I'm going to share this really quick. Here's another thing that you can share. I've had a mantra my whole life. My whole life, my mantra is nothing will ever be taken from me. Nothing will ever be stolen from me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm completely protected.
Mm-hmm.
And because people get their stuff taken, right? And people are really overprotective of that, right? So I'm not overprotective of that. So if you want my stuff, take it. But it never gets taken because I have that mission. I have that persona. So I have proven that over and over and over again to my husband. He can tell you stories how things get taken and they get returned. Right? They come back. Something can go out of the hassle and somebody brings it back to me. Okay, so seriously. But I also have another one that nothing is ever lost. And I could tell you stories about that, but I won't take up your time. But nothing is ever lost to me. Whatever disappears shows back up. So anyway. All right,
okay.
So who wanted to share? You wanted to share?
Okay, this is short. I'm trying to make it short. But we all made that promise. And we became one of the 144,000, and what did we promise? We would bring the light. And our lights go way out. I was told that all of us, well, mine, and I'm sure all of you, not just me. And that's the answer to me, because we're already doing it. I didn't even know I was doing anything until we were told. But we did. We were chosen from billions of souls volunteering. And so we must really have been an old evolved soul and have the experience, or we wouldn't be here now.
Right.
Volunteer, or were we chosen?
We were chosen from the volunteers. Absolutely. That's what
so here's doing. How this works. We choose to be chosen.
That's right.
Okay, so, Okay, so the next part is fulfilling our roles. Once you decide to have a mission and you put it in broad brush terms, first I am love, I am light, and then you decide how you're going to manifest that mission, mm-hmm. and you write out your mission, then you put the intention behind it that I am fulfilling my role that I declare for myself by doing these things with the intention of oneness and creating a higher reality. So once you define your mission, the intention behind it, if we want to raise the frequency and become 5D beings, is creating it with oneness. You know, creating the higher reality with oneness in mind. Like how you, that's pretty obvious, right?
Right.
We don't have to define that. Okay, and then C, declaration to move up in consciousness. I am willing to give up, these are the programs. I am willing to give up these 3D reality ideas in order to create the highest frequency for myself and others. 3D, we're on page 10. 3D ideas. This is all ideas. Illness of the body. 5D transformation. Complete well-being. So illness of the body we all experience because it's a need. It's a cultural need. It's a program running. So we experience it. We experience the aches. We experience the pain. Right? So 5D transformation requires that we continue to declare our complete well-being. Right? Okay. So if you are having issues, and I'm going to tell you, I see so much transformation going on in this group. I mean, we talk about it, right? We talk about you, Dawn. Your transformation is so apparent to all of us.
Yes.
You know? I mean, you look like you're 40.
No, look at
maybe 39. Maybe you are. I don't know. But somebody said Dawn looks like a young man.
Yeah, he does.
So whatever you're doing, just kind of rub up against that. So illness of the body, complete well-being, and then right here in this space it says your declaration. So you can decide what your declaration is going to be about that. Victimizing myself and others. What is a 5D transformation from victimizing? Because we all victimize.
Enough is enough.
Okay, well that's not a 5D transformational language.
Instead of victimizing, being responsible of the things that are happening around us, because we create them.
Yes. Okay. So victimizing myself and others, I am the mirror, I am the creator.
See it from a higher perspective. See it as a victim in a different light, that it could be part of what they signed up for, and it's their experience, and they were so brave to do it. So what does that do? It just gave me the opportunity to learn to be compassionate for them. And that's the way I view it now, is that everyone has signed up for these experiences, and so I view it in a higher light. I love and I give compassion to those that maybe experiencing something that looks difficult.
And that's perfect. That raises their frequency and yours and the entire city. Mm-hmm. Right? So that's perfect. That's a very high perspective. Victimizing myself from an internal point of view, we all victimize ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Occasionally. Somehow.
A little less now.
How about this? How about when I look at that beautiful garden and go, I didn't do good enough. Or, you see, I just victimized. You know, or when I tell you, so Lisa helped me build a garden, or she was the gardener.
No.
All right, well,
so
she
just victimized herself.
I did. She assisted me, but within that assistance, I victimized myself by saying, I'm not sure I can do this because what if it doesn't bear anything? What if it doesn't turn out? And that is the worst victimization in the world. And then Lisa, my high frequency friend, said that doesn't matter. What matters is that you put your hands in the soil. What matters is that you become earth itself. What matters is that you do it. What matters is the experience.
You
didn't think I was listening.
That you learn to grow along with your plan. So that's how you get out of victimizing myself and others. It's all they're learning and growing, I'm learning and growing. I learn from my mistakes,
right.
I learn from my success.
Right. Okay. So the 5D transformational language is really important here. It's important to know how to speak out in 5D against the 3D program. No, transforming the 3D language. Not against it, but transforming it. Okay. Attachments to my ideas and programs.
You surrender.
Okay, surrender. I surrender. I accept. I allow. I allow. I allow the experience of others to be what it wishes to be. I allow for the experience to teach me. I allow for the experience to transform me and others and entire cities around me. I mean, that's 5D language. Okay. Fighting for my limitations. How many of us fight for our limitations? Can anybody give me an example of fighting for your limitations? Yes.
I don't like it when spiders jump on me.
I don't know.
Even though they're a being and they, you know, they're part of Gaia, I love them, but when they jump on me. Yeah, I
don't think people. Yeah. So I'm not sure that's like, that's just, you know, there's bugs here.
You know, like that's what I'm on. Like the limitation of the unconditional love for the 6D problem.
So 5D transformational language is?
I love that being, no matter how scary it might seem.
Just I love that being. And what did you say?
Yeah, fear. You see, that's fear. And you said 5D, what is it?
Yeah.
Or not in fear anymore. You can't love and fear at the same time.
But here's the language. Here's the language of duality that I would choose a different perspective. I would choose not to say, I am not in fear.
Okay.
Because the not negates it.
And what?
The negative negates the positive.
I am fearless.
Well, I wouldn't use fear at all.
Oh, gotcha.
I wouldn't even use that word anymore. If we can avoid it, we can avoid using that word. Yeah. Although we feel it, let us transform our thoughts.
I am brave.
I am courageous.
So
I am brave.
Choose the
opposite.
Love.
Yes.
So you can choose the fear, you can choose love.
Yes.
You can choose the love.
I choose love. Right. Okay. So I'm going to tell you how many times fear has crept up upon me, and I choose to be courageous. Because we have that opportunity. We all have that power to choose differently. Some of us really think that our fear is real, right? Because it's a program. So what is fear? False evidence appearing real. It's false.
Yes.
It's a false program. It's a false narrative. It's not real, right? But it's real when we make it real. So we must decide to choose a different way of courage, of bravery, and we can do that. See, power is about knowing you can choose, right? Okay.
That's where we've lost our freedom here, is not having any choices. That's why we're slaves. We were slaves.
Okay, we are not slaves.
That's right. We are not anymore.
But we never were.
Well, okay.
See, here's the thing about that. Lisa, do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay.
I understand.
Okay. I always have to look to Lisa because she and I are always on the same page.
People stand in line begging, please. Souls stand in line begging, please. Can I come into this horrible reality?
Yeah,
so I can learn and grow.
Yeah,
that's the reality.
And
we designed the program. Yeah.
We
chose to come into the program so that we could
expand. And when we see it that we were slaves or we are slaves, we reinforce that program.
Mm-hmm.
That's the language of duality. Okay, it's hard. Believe me, it's hard. Okay, acknowledging others' limitations. Okay, the 3D condition is acknowledging that something's wrong with somebody. Okay, so something's wrong with that guy.
Mm-hmm.
Something's wrong with my husband.
Mm-hmm.
Ah! Something's wrong with my doctor.
Oh, okay.
Something's wrong with Moses. Something's wrong with Orr. I'm laughing because we have the power. If you guys could stop talking while I'm talking, we have the power to make something wrong with people by declaring it. We have the power to do that. So when I go like this, feel what it feels like to point at somebody. Do you feel that energy flowing out?
Sometimes.
Have you ever heard somebody say, don't point at me?
Yeah.
Because your energy comes right out your finger at them.
And you got three more fingers pointing back at you.
But you see, my energy is so strong that when I point at you, you can feel that. And it could be scary for some people, you know, because there are some very, very aggressive, strong beings walking around, right? Mm-hmm. So don't point at people. Mm-hmm. Put your hands on them and love them if they choose to let you do that. Okay, external blame for my world reality. Okay, external blame for my world reality. What's a 5D transformational language we can use?
I'm creating my reality.
I'm creating my reality. That's giving up blame, right? Because I'm doing it.
I, like we get that.
We are the cabal. We've been that, right? So external blame for my world reality has to go out the door, and we have to declare that I am my own reality. I am the reality that I create. I am the reality that I create.
I am the change I wish to see in this world.
But I am the change.
I am the change.
So the point is, that is tremendously powerful when the intention is oneness. I am the change the world wishes to be.
So that's in the future, too.
I am the change, it's not in the future. I am the moment. I wish to be the change.
We don't want to be the right.
Thank you. You're exactly right. I don't wish to.
Somebody said it.
Oh, I'm sure. Okay, who's a comment from? Go ahead.
Well, I am one of this universe.
What?
I said, I am one of this universe.
I am one of the universe.
Yeah.
That's it.
Thank you. Okay. The last one is a big one in 3D reality that most of us experience and have to find a way to empower ourselves to move past it, and that is financial struggle. Okay? It's with all of us because the program runs right down to our toes.
Yeah.
Right? And if it's not with us, it's with someone we love. You see? And you notice it in someone we love. And it's painful. How painful is it to see somebody struggle with finances? How painful is that? It's painful, though. And you kind of say, stop, girl. Right? So financial struggles. It might not be you, but it could be someone you love. Right? So what would be the 5D transformational reality to financial struggles?
I am abundant.
I am abundant.
I am abundant.
I am wealthy.
I am abundant. And you use your power and your will to fulfill that. You fulfill that through your power and your will, you see, because the program is going to try to chop you down.
Not in the now. You're in the now.
Okay. So, you guys, this is so important to figure out what your 5D transformational language is against the 3D identification. So I would ask that everybody take an opportunity to take this page and write, take a moment of silence and be with yourself and begin to write this out and begin to know what your declarations are. Okay, we're on page 11. And does anybody need a break?
I gotta go.
Well, some people have to go to the bathroom, so we're taking a break. Okay, so what we're gonna do, I'm gonna ask, because there's 2 hours of free time after this, if I can go a little bit past the time.
Yeah.
Okay, so I've got permission to go a little bit past the time.
Yeah.
Maybe 20 minutes.
So what time?
Like till a half an hour past? Like till 2:30?
Yeah.
Okay, so everybody get up and go to take a break. But come back here in 10 minutes.
Oh, okay.
We were just going to do that on our 2-hour break.